when it comes to the reading of Scripture, we can read it on the literal level, but then we can also read it on what we would call the moral level in terms of what it means for us. And when it comes to that reading from the gospel, if we read it literally, it's a very, in a way, simple story. A man has this terrible disease that excludes him from the community of the Jewish people, leprosy. He pleads with Jesus and wants to be made clean. And Jesus is so willing and says, yes, be made clean, and immediately is healed from his leprosy. Jesus then sternly warns him to tell no one about it. And the man does the exact opposite of what Jesus asks, and he goes and spreads the word freely. So that's the story on the literal level. What does it mean for us on the moral level? I think it has this beautiful application, that the Lord is so desirous to enter into our lives and to touch us with his merciful love. But he asks of us that our hearts will cooperate with him, that we will desire to do what he wants us to do. And as we see in our readings today, not only here in the gospel, but in the psalm and the reading from Hebrews, even though we see the works of God, our tendency as human beings is to willfully do the exact opposite from what Jesus wants us to do. And indeed, this is at the very heart of that reading from the letter to the Hebrews. For here the writer is talking about what it means for us to be the family of God. And earlier on in chapter 3, from which Stephen read today, the writer talks about how we are the household of God. But then repeatedly in the reading, he refers to today. How are we going to live today? And this is what he says, do not harden your hearts. Now, I was thinking about that. What does it mean to harden our hearts? And I referred to, in the scripture, the passage from the book of Exodus, where in our psalm, it says, do not harden your hearts as the people did on the day of testing at Massah and Meribah. Now, what is Massah and Meribah? Let me remind you of this part of the story. God has delivered the people of Israel from Egypt. They are now in the desert, headed towards the promised land, which God wants to give them. He gives them the manna to sustain them in the wilderness, and now they're complaining before Moses that they want something to drink. And so from the rock at Massah and Meribah, Moses, on behalf of God, gives them the water. But listen to what the text says about the people's response. We're told that their hearts are hardened. And this is what we read in Exodus 17. And he called the name of the place Massah. Oh, by the way, the word Massa means to prove or a proof. And he called it Meribah, which means the place of contention. Now, it's the next bit that's so important. Because of the fault finding of the sons of Israel, and because they put the Lord to the test, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Now, this gives us a clue. What happens when we harden our hearts? We become fault finders. We are critical of others. We're critical of our spouse. We're critical of our children. We're critical of the church. We're critical of the government. We're critical, critical, critical. And when our hearts become fault-finding hearts, they become hardened because we put God to the test. And so what's the way that we counter this? Well, the reading from Hebrews gives us the answer when it speaks about how we are to live in such a way that God wants us to enter into his rest. And we cultivate that rest by every day being a people of encouragement. We want to encourage one another on to continue to live the Christian life with purpose, with meaning, with direction, and examining our own hearts. And if in the interior life we have that sense of a kind of unsettledness where we don't feel at peace, it could be very helpful for us to do this kind of an examination of conscience. Is my heart being critical towards someone else? Is my heart being doubtful towards God? And to try to look at this, to examine it, and to confess the sin, if indeed this is what we are doing. For what Jesus wants more than anything else for you and for me at the beginning of 2021 is he wants to answer our prayers. He wants us to enter into this deepening relationship with him. But above all else, it is a matter of our hearts, the interior will of each one of us. Will we seek his will, or will we willfully do what we want? Hebrews tells us that when we discover the place of the restful heart, this is the trustful heart, the thankful heart, the heart that is not critical, but the heart that is encouraging. May we learn evermore to have this kind of heart.